Good evening, everybody. One of the many mitzvahs, many mitzvahs that appears in Parshas Kisetze. Parshas Kisetze, according to the reckoning of the Sefer HaChinuch and others, has more mitzvahs than any other single mitzvah, any other single sedra in the whole Torah.
Yeah.
It's packed with mitzvahs. So one of the mitzvahs that appears in this sedra is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda. And, I just realized I forgot something. Yeah, can you, So again, one of the many mitzvahs that appears in Parshas Kisetze is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda.
Oh,
I commandeered. So I was
going to show.
So it says as follows in Parakov Beis of Chumash Dvarim, of course, Parakov Beis, Pulsik Aleph, Lo Sira Eshor Achicha Oes Sayo Nidochim Yisam Amtanahem, Hashav Teshivaim Lo Achicha. Thank you very much. You shall not see the ox of your brother or his sheep or his goat, cast off and hide yourself from him. You shall surely return unto your brother. That's the article translation. That's the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. You see an animal that belongs to somebody else, you can't just run away and hide and pretend you don't see it, but rather you should return it to him. Apostle Beis, in lo karavachicha elecho leidato. If your brother's not near you, you don't know him. So vasafto toch beisecha, you bring it into your home. You hold it with him, you hold it with you, it remains with you until he inquires after it, and you return it to him. So too with a garment, and so too, I'm sorry, so v'chein tasa l'chamoro rather first, the donkey, v'chein tasa l'samlo, so a garment, v'chein tasa l'chol aveda sechicha. Such so shall you do with any aveda, asher tovid v'mena matzosa, which is lost from him, and you happen to find it, lo suchal lis'alen, you can't hide. So we have here a mitzvah, hashev teshivei m'lachicha, hashavas aveda, you have to return the item to him. And at the end, in Pasuk Gimel, at the end of Pasuk Aleph, at the end of Pasuk Gimel, it says, Lo suchal lis'alein. You can't hide yourself. You can't turn yourself away. So it says in the Sifrei, over here in Parshas Kisetze, the Sifrei is the very end of Pisco Reish Chof Dalet. It says, Lo suchal lis'alein, litain olav belosaseh. This adds a losa. Ordinarily, you'd ask the average person, thank you, what is the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda? It's a mitzvah say, you have to return a lost item. But the Sifrei comments that the Torah teaches us, lo suchal lis'alein, didn't let us know that in addition to an asay, a mitzvah asay, a positive command, a requirement to act, to give it back, there's also lo suchal lis'alein, there's also a losa. And therefore, we take a look, and thank you for the chet, we take a look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in mitzvah tof, kuf, lamed, ches, okay, tof, kuf, lamed, ches, says mitzvah hashavas aveda, right? That's tof kuf lamed ches here in Parshas Kisetze. Lo hashiv aveda lebaleo. The mission here is to return the mitzvah here is to return the aveda to Torah. Shenamar our pasuk hashav teshivin lachicha. Ubedir and explaining this amru zichron bracha. First of Gemara Bavitzir daf lamed hashavas aveda hashav aveda asei. It doesn't exactly say those words, but me hashavas aveda is a mitzvah asei. Then he writes the nichtala hamitzvah makom acher b'Torah. This mitzvah appears elsewhere in the Torah also. Shenemar ki sivga shor achicha v'gomar hashev teshivim l'achicha. It's not exactly the pasuk. Referring to a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, the pasuk is in Shmos, Parak Chav Gimel, pasuk Dalad, in Shmos, Parshas Mishpatim. There it says ki sivga shor oyivcha and so on hashev teshivenu lo. So it was copied over wrong, it passed over, whatever, it's slightly different. But again, the mitzvah appears as well in brief form in Parshas Mishpatim. Continues the chinuch, shorish mitzvah zu yadua, the root, the essence of this mitzvah is known. Ki yesh b'zeh tovelas hakol, this is beneficial for everybody that people should return lost items. The Yishuv HaMedina, it's important for the development of the human settlement, the social contract, so to speak. Shashikha Bakoli Mitzuya, people forget things all the time. People misplace things all the time, it's very common. Gambahentam, Chokhayosam Borchin, Tommy the Hanuman, sometimes the animals may run away, they run loose every once in a while, run all around. The Imam Mitzah, those. Shibamainu, Yunishmoros, Abahamas, Arkan, Bakol Mokum, Shibar Tenakdo, Shakira, and Takas Yarabailam, and based on this mitzah, any animal, anything in our whole country, our whole holy land, will be, so to speak, always under the control of their Balim. The Chol Pekuda Hashem Sham Sanchele. That's a pasuk. All mitzvahs Hashem bring joy. See, you like this mitzvah?
The Holy Land.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you're right, it applies to Chutzpah too, that's what you're saying clearly.
I'm wondering when a day is going to be defense.
Never heard of one, but requires some thought. I think he just meant for the Melitza, but okay. Anyway, that's Nitzah Tov Kuf Lamed Ches, and it goes into the Dinah. He just says Artseno, we call Mokum Shub Artseno Akdosha,
And the end of
Nitzah, does he say? No, the end, right. So at the end, he says right. This is the right. This Nitzah applies to everybody.
Yeah.
So I guess Bechol Mokum Bechol's Man.
So that's the Chinuch lived in Spain.
Yeah. And he means just, you know, that's the. Okay. Anyway. Well, that's
sure.
Different. We don't know the chinuch was. Okay, anyway, that's Tav Kuf Lamed Ches. The next mitzvah, Tav Kuf Lamed Ches. Again, counted as a separate. That mitzvah is called Mitzvah Sashavas Aveda. This one's called Shalolis Alim in Aveda. Right, that's the Tav Kuf Lamed Ches. Shalol Nalim Ayin Me'Aveda Sachino. Now, hide your eyes. Pretend you don't see it. Alol Nikhov and Ashiva, you have to take it and pick, return it. Then he writes, there's no real Kol Inyan HaMitzvah, Kosov Mitzvah Sasei. The previous mitzvah, right? I did this. I mean, we understand the mitzvah, but the point is, it has both an atzei and a losas associated with it, according to the Sefer HaChinuch. Similarly, in the Rambam, in his Sefer Mitzvah,
is this one of those that the afting of the ikar?
Yeah, so that's interesting. Quite, we'll see perhaps enough coming in a second. Okay, the Rambam, it would seem, it certainly seem that way. The main thing is the atzei, especially the way the Sifrei phrased it. I'm going to read you again. It's a Rosh Hashanah Sifrei is. Litain alav below saset. It sounds like adding on a low saset. The ikar is the asay.
Yeah.
Alav below saset. To add on to it, so to speak, a low saset. Sounds like he's saying the ikar is the asay. Now, the in mitzvah reish dalad,
on
the sefer mitzvahs.
What do you mean by the ikar?
The main thing is the mitzvah shows is a returned item. And it adds on. If you don't do it, not only didn't you do an asay, you also violate a low saset. It was not carbonos necessarily, but...
No, if you miss the chance for a say, and also do the
other
No, but it's another Indian.
In terms of punishment, yeah.
But it's another Indian. In words, you may not be doing a show of Saveda, but you may be included to not be over the Losa say, meaning that you can't, you know, you see this...
If you keep it, it'll be perhaps Zalem, maybe.
Well, meaning that you might just have... Towards, you might be an Indian. Lahakse is one mitzvah, but let's say you know Eifshah.
Right.
So
let's say we'll see a problem.
Island. You know you never.
We're never going to return. We still can't use it.
Meaning you have to go pick it up and you can't leave it there, or it seems to be.
Yes. Yeah, so these are prophets. A good question. And the Gemara has some of these prophets. Exactly when which applies. I want to show you just one nafkin. I'm just trying to give an overview. So these are good questions. And look, that's why I have the whole the big mitzvah. There's a whole section of Shulchan Aruch about it. Just in terms of the Rambam and the mitzvah sasei section of Sefer Mitzvahs, Reish Dalad, right? Mitzvah Reish Dalad, Yishat Tzivon L'Hashi Yoveil L'Balev, Hu Amri Zara Kisivgar Shoyimcha. He quotes first the Pasuk Mishpatim, and then the Pasuk Nisei, and again he quotes the Gemara that says that the Mitzvah Sei, Hashem Yoveil Shoseh Rasehu, and he says, V'amru Gam Ken Bavodo Nimtzeinu L'Meidim Shu Ova Ala Sei Ve'al Lo Saseh. You violate a losa as well. And that's refers to later, mentions in the losa section, that was the assay, reish dalet. And the losa section is reish samachtes. This is a losa say reish samachtes in the Rambam. Rambam writes again, he says, his hiranum is alam in Aveda. You can't just turn your eyes, you got to pick it up and return it. And he quotes that, again, it's an assay and it's a losa say, and he says, it's interesting. He quotes the Pasuk Mishpat and he says, oh, Mishnah Torah, Cake, kifel, or kafal, as horab is there, they repeated it. The way the chinuch said it, the ikar is the hirim hiseitze, and the mishpatim is the sort of the extra pasuk. Here he says the other way around. Okay, just a side horror. Alright, so we know clearly the two different mitzvahs, there's an asay and a losa. So the Rambam writes this, la halacha, in Hilchas Gzeila of Aveda, he puts them together, Gzeila of Aveda, from the Mazikan section of the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. So Hilchas Gzeila of Aveda, it'll be in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Hashavas Aveda Li Yisrael Mitzvahs Asei, Shenamar Shev Teshivim. You saw an Aveda and you turned away and you left it there. Over below, and ubito If you turned away, you violated lo sase, and you were vata la mitzvah sase. So it's an interesting question, because this appears as well. This then appears as well, needless to say, in the Shulchan Aruch, in, boy. people speak to me. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says these didn't appear in Choshen Mishpat in Sim Reish Nun Tassia. Sim Reish Nun Tassif Aleph, I'll just wait to bring it here. And as the Mizia Machokas Achronim on the following question. When do we say that you violate the Aseh and the Los Aseh? Do you have to pick, what if I just, you know, walked away? Was I just, I didn't pick it up and not return, I just kind of walked away, I left it. So that would, Lechora, seem to be Lo Suchal Lisale, and that's the Lo Saseh. But maybe you could argue, you didn't violate the Aseh, because you never had the item in your hand to return. Right? In other words, maybe in that case, it's only, you're only violating the Lav. So in the Shulchan Aruch itself, in Choshen Mishpat again, Simon Reish, Nun Tes, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber basically is like the Rambam. And let's listen now carefully to the words, because you know, you'll be in the diet yourself, and see under what circumstances you're violating. This is something we asked before. Under what circumstances, how do you violate each one? So the Mechaber writes, Haroa Aveda Sisrael, you see an Aveda, Chayav L'tapel Bo, you have to, you know, take care of it, L'Hashiva L'Balet, to return it, Shanao Hashayif T'Shivein. Being not long enough for God's law, you picked it up and you wanted to keep it, and now he talks about whether it was Yeish or not, and so on, so it depends, and that's not our sugya tonight. But you know that sometimes you can keep an Aveda after the Baal was Mishayish from it. What if you picked it up, had an intention not to return it, then later on, I'll return it, but meanwhile the guy was Mishayish, so that's it, the guy's a Lundish sugya. But anyway, again, he talks about Roa Aveda Sisroel. And that was the lesson I read again from the Rambam as well. He says, Haroa Avedis Yisrael. The simple reading, or I understand, of that Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch is, even if you see it and you don't return it, you're violating both. Now the Sma, the Miris Einayim, printed on the side of the page here in the Choshen Mishpat, in Sivkot and Aleph, he says, Ge'keinu Gamkein Loshan Atur. And he refers, this author of the Miris Einayim, was the same person who wrote the Prisha on the tour. Prisha on the tour. So he refers here in the Smat, who wrote in the Prisha. I'm reading it here from the Shulchan Aruch. Prisha kasav v'dinire, d'hai haroe lav dafka kamar. That which the Mechaber says here, and he says the tour said, the Rambam said it too, haroe is lav dafka. So hamasik the tour of Mechaber, b'me'a gemara, din himtin v'lo notla ad achar yeyush, v'notla la'atzmo, ain't over elam shum lo sucha lisale. Let's say a guy is a wise guy. Okay, he sees the item, he doesn't touch it. He waits, and then he'll figure a certain amount of time passes, and he'll figure out that the Baal is misheard. Now he wants to keep it for himself. Right? So, are you allowed to do that? So it says, you're not allowed to do that, but in such a case, you're only in violation of lo sucha lisale, because he turned his eye away from it. And it's exactly what it appears, Taka, from the Gemara in Bav Metzia. The Gemara in Bav Metzia, that's what the Sma is referring to, and the Chav Bav Medeis presents the following different scenarios. Rama Rava, Ra Sela Shenofla. The guy saw someone else drop the coin. So whatever. Not the Lifnei Yeish, Avanas Legozla, he picked it up, he's going to keep it. Now, over Bekulam, then he violates everything. Mishum Lo Sigzol, he's stealing, right? And Mishum Hashayt Teshivim, he fails to fulfill the mitzvah Hashayt Teshivim, Shavuot Aveda. And Mishum Lo Suchal Asalim, and he violates the use of, you know, turning away from Shavuot Aveda. Ba'afagav Dechozol Achar Yerush, and now let's say the guy afterwards decides to return it. It's too late. This was violated. Matonu Dechayv, Lo Visur Dovid Ovid. You give the guy a gift, but you already violated this. Good. Not Lifnei Yeish, let's say you picked it up before Yeish, Alman Aslak Zira, and you wanted to return it. But then later on, Alacha Yeish Niskavim Lagozva, so then over Mishum Hashayif Teshivim, they only violate the, didn't do the Aseh. Himtimla, here's our case, Himtimla Achenis Yashua Balin, so Vinokla Eina over El Mishum Hosuchlis Alim Bilvad. Rashi explains, over Himtimla, meaning Bishar Shira Osa, below not Malachzira. He waited. When they saw the guy dropped it, he waited. Right? Instead of running and saying, hey, buddy, you dropped, you know, he waited. Right? That's Rashi B'shar Sharo. So below not Malachzira. He didn't pick it up to return to the guy. He left it. And now, later on, the guy went, oh, this is Yeish, right? So over below Suchalis Alem, Sharei Halim Enov. You only violate Lo Suchal Yisalem. So now back says this, that's the Gemara Bava Metzia. So says the Sma. So you see from there, why isn't this guy also in violation of Hashayt, of Yasei? Why isn't he also not Mevatel Yasei of Hashayt and Hashayt Teshivim? So says the Sma, because he never picked it up. He never did anything with it. He waited. Right? So let's read again the Lashon of the Sma. He says, yeah. When do you also violate a shave when you have it in your hand? You have the opportunity to return it. You're holding it. When the loss of always sounds, I turn. I never thought I'm not misyaches. I don't do this. I turn my eyes. That's also how it sounds. Not a body you're over. But says the smile, you're not over a shave to shivim. Also, you're not over that say also unless you actually pick it up. And he says the loss from the kron nakad. He said it works out beautifully with the words of the psukim here in our sedra. He says the parsha kisaitse. The parsha says it. Okay, then later on, what are the opening words? Lo sire, right? Bisalamto is when it's a violation of seeing, so to speak. The darshina lo sire li salim. Don't look at it and turn away and ignore it, right? The law of the halama over mishum shero umalim. When you violate the law of halama of hiding your eyes, that's when you see it and you hide your eyes from it. Umalim ena menami litlo lahashim. You never pick it up and return it. Aval ena over al hashev teshivim. That's not till later. The ena over al hashev teshivim. Add the osel yodo. There's no ashev tashim until it's in your hands. The zer nirmas bikra. The masha kosu the chain tad the third pafas a gimel. The chain tas al cholav the sachicha asher tova b'mena umtsasa. The darshu nor breish perkanu mitzil mitzasa the osel yodo. The language of the pasuk is, I'll read again in the chumash. V'chein tassel acholaveda, v'chein tassel lachamoro, v'chein tassel lasimloso, v'chein tassel acholaveda sachicha shetovim tzotzo lo suchal lisalim. That's coming on the heels of Ashev Teshivim. That's Asher Tova Mimenu umtzotzo. Right, well, you find it. Matzos is also yodo. The zeh name is v'kol. Mashkel v'chein tassel lasicha shetovim tzotzo umtzotzo yodo. Umtzotzo also yodo. So that's the opinion of the sma. Okay. However, we should just note that not everyone agrees with that. The Paz, here on the same page, in the Choshen Mishpat, the Simon Reish Nun Tes, and commenting on Sif Aleph, the Paz, printed here in the Choshen Mishpat, the Paz is further to the side than the other day. So anyway, so he says here, he says, Mashakosav Asma, the Roa Bigbiya Kamar, that which the Sma insists, that it's only, you only violate both, the Asen Hosea, when you picked it up, he forgot about the Nemuke Yosef. Okay? So the Taz reminds us that there's a statement by the Nemuke Yosef, which is found in Nemuke Yosef in Bov Metziah on the Daf Tes Zion Amar Aleph in Daphne of the Rif. Nemuke Yosef is a commentary on the Rif in the back of Bov Metziah. So on Daf Tes Zion Amar Aleph in the Daphne of the Rif, the Dibur HaMaskel also. I have it here. Of course, I don't have it here. Okay. Well, luckily for us, I brought an edition. Didn't have it. But the Taz pretty much quotes it. So we're from the Taz. So the Taz tells us, what does the Nemuke Yosef say? He says, he's talking about a case. The Nemuke Yosef is there, pshat the Kohen Rehu Beis Hakvaros. Okay. Particular case, not important. He says, the Miyad Sheroa over Alosa Sev Asay. Miyad Sheroa. The moment you see it and you don't return it, you violate the Asay and the Los. I said both. Nothing to do with picking it up. Memela, the Taz says, and Mukhiyos is against this Chiddush of Isma. And he says, V'chi aminan behimtin law, I, the Taz, is, the Isma's Raya, from that Gemara in Bav Metzia, that, you know, says that if you waited, you only violate Los Chali Salim, only the law, not the Asay. No, that's L'fi Shehimtin, it's a printing mistake. It says here, Shehimtin law, he kira, I couldn't figure it out. Then I looked it up in the original Mukhiyos, it says, he micha, it should say. Okay? Because let's be honest, until you picked it up, you haven't really done anything. Well, you could still bend over and pick it up and return it. At what point did you not fulfill the assay, says the Taz, the Sharp. At what point did you not fulfill the assay? Just because you saw it and didn't yet do anything, you're not violating the assay yet. You could still change your mind. Now, the lo suchalis alayim, you may violate the moment you don't pick it up right away. But picking it up in terms of the assay, because you know that lo suchalis alayim, he was misalayim. But in terms of assay, 10 minutes later, he can also pick it up. Right, and he can still do it. So that's what the Taz says. That's the case in that Gemara. The guy sees an aved and doesn't pick it up right away. Came on Shoshomer, so he was watching it, right? So lo over ala seishaba, ela kishabitlu v'holecho. When do I violate? They say, I leave the scene. there's a wallet flying there, and I get on a bus and I go home. So then I was about to say, right? But not just because I delayed, you're not bothering the assay. So says the Taz, Kshenishyashra Balamera, Nisbatla Seizu, Velo Machmas Hamotse. So he works out that that's why that Sugi is talking about. It's not that this guy, he doesn't violate, he only violates the law. It's not because you don't violate the law and the assay when you just see it and ignore it. No, you can. But he works out that case, was talking with the guy still the opportunity to pick it up and do the assay. Okay, so be that as it may, there's a machlokes, a
other examples?
I didn't see. I don't know.
Because
there's
a famous Mosas example is
Patoch Tiftach, Klotik Potsit. You mean the other case of Asher Mosas? Yeah, I was thinking about that a little bit. Yeah, so the truth is, I don't know. I didn't have time. A few of them. The Netziv, in his comment on that Sifra, I saw talked about it. I didn't really go into it. I didn't look into it. Okay, he does try and compare it to some of the others. Anyway, it's a machokas, the Taz and the Sma on the page. It's a machokas. Other Achronim is a paper called Yad HaMelech on the Rambam, which was written by the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda. Excuse me. Commenting here in Gzeilah Aveda, Perek Yad HaMelech Aleph, he quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and he says, Kol Aveda, he says, I'm sorry, he said, Averis loves Zelo Koiraka Kodamatila. The Lachanatilo Sharko Sikhali Salin. The whole Aveda Kodamatila, so ain't a mutter or a mozza, Rakhalav, those Sukhali Salin of that. Till you pick it up, there's nothing but those Sukhali Salin. Avo Asei the Hashova, ain't a mutter or love Rakhanatila. Ulaficha, Kinotla, Achayeus, Lohisaloho, Klal Asei the Hashova, depending on when you, maybe the Asei was never Chal. But again, so the Aramel also likes this Chilik. And then he says that the truth is, it's not a posh up shot in the Rambam. It's not that way. The simple reading of the Rambam, and like we said, Haroah. All right, so he talks about that, but he seems to agree that way. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch Harab.
But there's a Roy and there's a Roy.
Yeah.
In other words, you see an item, you see a lost item, and you identified it and you calculate whatever.
Right, whatever you're here.
That's already considered you're involved in the Ark.
Yeah, that's called people already, I would say, yeah. Yeah, okay, that's true. All right, so maybe that's part of the machlokas. Do you need a maisa, or is it enough to have a machshava? Maybe that's what it boils down to, yeah.
What's the real story behind the fact that one's not violating an assay? And it can't just be because I see it and I don't have it in my hand, because if I have the capacity to do it, that doesn't make sense.
It's not like it's of saying, right? You're right, I hear. Because the assay is only in effect when I write, I guess I have to have done something. So it's a good question. Look, the Taz makes
my hand, like,
I'm not making it. I hear you. Okay, that's the smile, and that's the Yad HaMelech. And that, you know, but the others say, okay, you're right, that's the thing. That may be the machlokas. The Balatanya also, in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you know, the Rav Balatanya, and his Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, Hilchos Mitzir, Pikod, and Sif Aleph, Haroah Avedis Yisrael Mani Salam, and over below, Sasei Shanem Ar, he quotes both, over below, Sasei, and Bito Mitzvah, okay, so machlokas, Achronim. All right. All of this, by way, is to a certain extent by way of a background, and it's an interesting question in terms of the mitzvah shazedus and asay anakalos asay. I just want to bring it over to an issue which is perhaps a nogeya halacha lemaisa, at least from time to time. If you look back there in the Shulchan Aruch before we were reading from Siman Reish Nun Tes Sif Aleph. If you read Siman Reish Nun Tes, read on to the next Sif Beis, we find the following. When do we say this din? This whole din that, you know, you violate the asay and losa, or whatever you hold, like the Taz or the Sma, but you violate them both. It's got a certain criteria have to be met. It has to be in the type of place where Shabbos Aveda applies. It has to be a place where, you know, so maybe it could be an Aveda. It's set up in such a way that it's muchach, that was lost, it wasn't put there on purpose. So Timmy dies. Vishabh Shava Pruta, it has to be a Shava Pruta. Vishay Simon Begufa, or it has a simon, and it has to have a simon on the item that you can return it. If not on the item, Obim Koma, its location. Right? You can identify something based on one location. Vishom Metapo Boy Mahasha Shalom, and it had to be, you would get it for yours, as opposed to Zokain Menach Lichvoda, right? A Zokain Menach Lichvoda means a person who put them on Shalom Saveda, if he's a Tamachacham, an elderly Tamachacham, and the things in the mud, And you, he would, such a person wouldn't go into the mud to get his own lost items, so they don't have to go get somebody else's. Okay, all these criteria, which really constitute the next number of sifrim and the few simonim in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, this is Reish Nun Tes. Okay, aval im chaser achas mikol elu eino chayv al shir oved osam. You don't have to return it. So one of the things, of course, is that, you know, it has to be a simon. That's fairly obvious. In order to return it, you have to have a simon. Okay, and the truth of the matter is that the Shulchan Aruch says again later, this was Reish Nun Tes, so a couple of chapters later, in Reish Samech Beis, Hoshem Mishpat in Reish Samech Beis, in Seif Gimel, the Chavar writes, Ein Hamotze Metziah Chayav Lahachriz, so you don't have to announce a lost item, either it has a simon, some sort of identification, it doesn't have to have a name, it has some identification mark or something on it. Okay? Or there are other means, either place, or it has, for example, a number, or its weight, or various other things, which otherwise, you don't have to return it. And the Chaver concludes, what?
Yes,
so it says, at the end of Reish Samech Beis of Gimel, he says, otherwise, the assumption is that the Baal was Misyayish, and Kevan she'ein bo simon, there's no simon on it, there's no way for God to identify it, so Baal yod beheter, and it came to you, you know, you didn't do anything wrong, Kevan she'nisyash be'olav, the Baal were Misyayish from it, okay? And therefore, you're allowed to use it for yourself. That's the din. You know, we're kind of keepers in that case, because there's no way for a dentist, since I know I'll never, I dropped a pen on the subway. So I know, yeah, no identifying markers on it, and then a big pen like this. Okay, I find it every time, you know. So you give up hope as soon as you find it. We're not talking about the Yeshomi Das now, but that's the din over there. Okay, now, what I want to just talk about, and it's an interesting question, well, halacha comes up all the time, because I want to get to main halacha part is lost and found items in shul. Okay, it's all the time, right? People leave stuff here, and umbrellas and hats and rubbers and who knows what, right? Coats, gemaras, right? Yeah, people leave stuff all over, right? Yeshivas, you know, lost and found in yeshivas, lost and found in shuls. What's the story? So here we come to like another important din that may or may not may play a role here in Maseches Bava Metzia. The Mishnah talks about the idea that a chotzer can be kona. But there's another situation where you don't have to return something. This is an aveda, right? And it's in my yard, so my property, my chotzer. So you don't have to return, and it's got no identifying features on it. So a guy walking by, if he would see this item in Rishus HaRabim, he'd be able to keep it. But if he sees it on somebody's property, so even though it wasn't mine, but since it's on my property, my chotzer is kona the item for me. Somebody's running through my yard, and he dropped something, and there's no simon on it, so I'm allowed to keep it. Right? There's no din of hashalos aveda. The Mishnah says, in Bav Metzia, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, is a Mishnah. It says, Roa osan rotzen achar metzia. Saw a group of people running after some item. Achar tzvi shavur, right? There was a deer which had a broken leg, right? They couldn't walk too well, so they wanted to trap it. Okay? And it's in my field now, right? Or achar gozlo shalom poch porchus, and birds whatever couldn't fly. The Amar zochsali sadai, and I said, I hereby, everyone's running after, I hereby claim, oh, I ran right into my field, it's mine. I claim it in my field. So Take says the Mishnah, zochsalo, Take is, it's mine. Through my chutzah. Right, we were all running after, my good luck, it ran into my field, and my field is zocha, it's mine. Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be in a trap in your field?
I mean, well, there are certain guidelines. For example, it says, Hayatzi Rats Kedarko, because it's a deer was galloping, you know, normally it happened to run through my field, then it can't, because it's not going to stay there long. But it has to be there, it couldn't really get out easily.
Okay.
Right, right. So that's the din of Chatzar. Again, this is a famous sugar, so I just want to touch on it. The famous sugar in Gittin and other places, the Rambam Paskins in Perik Yud Zion of Hilchos Gzela Vaveda, Perik Yud Zion, Halacha Ches, because I think is the last parak in that section. Rambam writes, I'm sorry, Perik Yud Ches, Perik Yud Zion Halacha Ches, Yud Zion Halacha Ches, Chatzero Shel Adam Konelo Even Shalom Midaito. My chotzer can acquire something on my behalf even without my express knowledge. Vimnafla ba metzia, and if a lost item fell there, or landed up there, was blown there, let's say they had a Hurricane Irene or something, and blew something in the yard. Okay, so then, hare hi shel bala chotzer. Okay? And that belongs to the bala chotzer. So now, Yitzhak, your point says that I'm a medvar, I'm a mumur, mechotzer, I'm a shtameris. It's only if it's a guarded chotzer, people can't walk through it, you know, people can't get through easily. Abisod of Begina Kiosman, Haya Omeid Bitsad Sodeyuv Omer Zod Zoxi Sodai Zochable. If it's a chotzer, it's Eina Mishtameris, but I'm standing right there, so then I can claim something. Meida Omeid Sham, Oshaya Omeid below Omer Zoxi Sodai Kolakotim Zocha. But otherwise, it belongs to anyone else who can grab it first. That's the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Ches. The Shulchan Aruch brings this as well in Siman Reish Samach Ches Siv Gimel. Siman Reish Samach Ches Siv Gimel. Chatzero Sha'adam Konolos when we died in Nafal Mitzia Harei Yishal Balachotz Med Ramur Chatz Mishtameres and so on. There are a lot of details as to how to define Chatz Mishtameres. So you say Perek Hazori can get in, but that's the din. Okay, Mechaber Paskin that way as well. So now, what about a shul? Okay, what about if an item is lost in a shul? A shul it does not own by anyone. I'm not talking about a shul; it's a privately owned shul, but a regular shul. So now, do we say that if I find from the shul, you know, again, it's got no simon, it's got no, you know, and it's obviously was yeish, so I'm allowed to keep it? Or no? Maybe the chotzer of the shul was kohen for the shul, right? Either chotzer shutim or chotzer shehekdesh. Right, so that's the question. That's exactly what I want to discuss. What's the story with something that was found, lost and found item in the shul? Again, it's got no identifying marks and so on. So the Magen Avraham writes the following in Orach Chaim.
It's not a precious arava.
Right, not exactly. It's either chatzar shutin, the members of the shul, or it's like hektish. So let's see. So the Magen Avraham says in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel. Orach Chaim, obviously.
Is the shul an example of the base of the mission?
Oh, that's what we're going to see right now. That's exactly what I'm saying. Good. That's exactly what we see right now. So the Magen Avraham writes, Orach Chaim, sorry, Siman Kuf, kept saying Kuf Nun Gimel. Kuf Nun Hei. Apologize if you're writing it down. Siman Kuf Nun Hei. Siv Katan Chof Gimel. Says the Magen Avraham, Motza Dover Bechotzer Beis HaKnesses Zochabo. You find something in a shul, you can keep it. It doesn't belong to the shul. V'lo aminan de chotzer beis haknesses kona. We don't say the chotzer the beis haknesses kona the item, because if lehektish is public property and the shul then sell and whatever. No, the chotzer kona mikoch yad ve'ein yad lehektish. Quotes the Magen Avraham. He's quoting the Aguda in the beginning of Sefer Me'ila, and also says to look in Shkol and Perek Vav. We'll see in a second. But the Magen Avraham says that. By what mechanism, again, is the famous sugya in the beginning of the seventh paragraph, I'm getting in other places, by what halachic mechanism is chotzer kona, right? Real estate is kona, and things are agav and others, and chotzer is mitam yad. It's a lumdus as to how that works, but like a person's hand picks something up for him, right? So here, I acquire something like this. So my property, my chotzer, is like an extension of my hand. So says the Magen Avraham, the name of the Aguda, he says, Chotzer is kona mikoch yad, the ain yad lehektish. The concept of yad doesn't apply to hektish. It applies to a person, it doesn't apply to hektish. So the Magen Avraham, again, in some kufnun hei baruch haim, Simkot Gimel, therefore in a shul, it's compared to the Beis HaMikdash, and it doesn't belong to the shul. You find something, it's got no simon in the shul, you're allowed to keep it. So claims the Magen Avraham, we don't have to worry about it. The Machzah Shekel, which of course is a commentary on the Magen Avraham, the print on the bottom. So the Machzah Shekel says, what did the Magen Avraham mean? He says, take the iron skull and perikvav. So what was there? So the Machzah Shekel helps us out. He says, let's find it. Quotes the Mishnah in Perek Vav. Ayin Shkol in Perek Vav. Rotzalomer. The Tanan Shom the Mishnah days. Mos Sheninsa Bahar Habayis. The days of the Beis Hamikdash. Somebody found coins in the Beis Hamikdash on the Har Habayis, right? So Afilu Beregel. Sherov Hamos. Should be the Adam Oz Humos Meiser. Many people bring their Meiser coins and they come to Yerushalayim, right? Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni we read a few weeks ago. So the Torah says that when you have, after you give your truma to the coin, after you give your levy to the Meiser Rishon to the levy, so from the set, again, 2% coin to the Meiser, 2% truma to the coin. 10% of what's left, Meiser to the levy. After that, 10% of what's left, not to give to anybody, in years 3 and 6, you give it to the poor, Meiser in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, not to give it to anybody. You have to bring it to you bring all those fruits to Yerushalayim and eat them there. And Torah says, once you got too much stuff to schlep, So therefore, you pull that pigeon, you take coin, and bring the coin to Yerushalayim, and spend it there on food. Good. So when did people go to Yerushalayim? They came out of town. They're coming anyways. They brought all their Maaser Sheni money with them to Yerushalayim. And then someone dropped it all in his pocket. So it says, even though most of the coins in those that time of year is most Maaser, Filo Hochi, Amrina da Maas most Chulin, the din of that mission, never mind, you're allowed to assume that it's regular money, and therefore you can use it for whatever. You don't have to assume it's Maaser Sheni money. Yeah. They ain't Shalmotan, huh? Yeah. So that's the signal there. Does Linan Bosa Rova Shana. And that's the sugya there. We go by most of the year, not by what it is right now. It could have been there since last week. Right? You don't know exactly when it's dropped. So Zina Basa Rov HaShana. The O is Havi Rov Mo Shulim.
Is that a Chiddush in Rov or Chiddush in the Mitzius of that particular case?
Probably Rov, I guess, there. But, says the Matzah Shekel, one second. What do you mean? Umar Bekach Shaya Chulim B'Shah Shunof Lunin Adam. So what if it was Chulim? We call Mokum Yizkebo Chotzer Hektish. Was found in the Chotzer of Beis Hamikdos. So why don't we say that it has Kedusha for that reason? That's the Matzah Shekel saying. Right? What do you mean? So good, we go most of the year. Like most of the year, fine. But still, let's assume Taka was Chulin when it fell. But now, it landed in Hektish property. So should Taka be, so Yizkebo Chotzer Hektish, yeah, Hektish. Elavadai Dei Chotzer, Kono Hektish. Says the Machtzeka, that's the Mogan Avram's riot. That's the Mogan Avram says, you see, that's what he meant. He said, take a look at the Mishnah Mi'ila. So we don't always talk about what Mishnah Mi'ila. So Machtzeka fills in, you see, from that Mishnah Mi'ila, that's the Mogan Avram means. He's, that Mishnah Shkolim, he fills in, tells him that that's what that's what he had in mind.
There's
okay.
More other reference, much more.
Doesn't seem that. Well, now, slowly. So, about the Beis HaMikdash, I think not. Let's see. But the Dogel Mervov on the side of the page, the Dogel Mervov is from the Nota Behuda, from the side of the page on the show, Dogel Mervov writes, you know, it's funny, there are more quotes, and the Mechaber quotes this din, on the Mogar Avraham, I mean, quotes this din from the Aguda. The Aguda is one of the Shonim, but not exactly the most often quoted. I mean, it's quoted, but, you know, so the Dogel Mervov says, it's not so fair good. He says, the chain mefurish from the seches ba'abasa, for Rashbam, over Tosus, daf ayin tes van al, dirmasla ve'ein molin. He said, it's not just the Agud, it's Rashbam and Tosus. So I'll just read the Rashbam is a little bit longer, but the Tosus says very clearly, in ayin tes van al, in ba'abasa, he also, ein molin asher v'tocho, the lo amrinan sheikne chotze hektish, kamo shakona chotze hedger, the chotze mishum yadis raboy, the lo motzim yad lehektish. The Tosus says Mefurish again. Baba Basa Ayin Tesam Ralav. Rashbam also says it again at the end of the Rasa Hachi Kamar. He says the same idea. However, once we turn to that Sugya Baba Basa, I don't know why the Magen Avraham didn't quote the Rashbam and Tosus. You know, that's what the Dogma Rav is saying. That would be a more prominent citation, and perhaps than the Aguda. But the fact of the matter is that the Rekiva Eger says in the Hagos of Kiva Eger here in that same sentence in Orachaim by the Magen Avraham in Kufnun Hay quotes the Magen Avraham, and he says Ein Yad Lehektish Mokar Din Zay quotes another Tosa Meila and so on. However, Ayin Ramban Perak Hasina, that's that Perak and Babasa Mokar Hasina Rav Ayin Tez Shakasa Teret Achal Kusha Tosa Sham Ve'im Kain Ein Hechuch Din Zay. What prompted Tosas to say that was a kasher? It's a little too complicated to answer now, but I brought the Chiddush Ramban to Baba Basra, Taf Ayin Tesman Al Dimas Lahoda Aminam. He quotes the Rashbam, and he disagrees with Rashbam's explanation, and therefore it's understood that the Ramban Taka holds no, Yesh Yad Lehektish. He has a different way to learn the sugya. So, and the truth of the matter is that the Rekiva Eger therefore says it's not so pashut this din like the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham just said it's a double pashut. He says ein yad, you know, chotzer mitam yad, ein yad lehektish. Not so fast. The Ramban says yesh yad lehektish. Okay, so in that case,
you
maybe the shul
wants the back.
Yeah.
The whole machloket is everybody agrees that chotzer is kona.
Right.
The whole question is
what?
Chotzer kona mitam
yad, right?
Or mitam
shalich. Shlichos, yeah. Yeah,
and whether you say it's shaliach or whether you say it's yad, it won't both
would work. Would not run apply, right? Right, but he's saying, but oh, so now if the comment of shlichos in a second, it shouldn't apply. He said, well, that's an achokas. The Magen Avraham quotes the Agura, and the Dogma Rav points out that's also the Rashbam and Tosin Baba Basra, that ain't Yad Lehektish. There's nothing to talk about. But the Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban learns the sugya differently. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah, in the same sif, where the Magen Avraham makes his point, in Kuf Nun Hei, so the Mishnah Berurah writes, and Sif Cotton, I'll have to find it, Kuf Nun, what do we say it was again? Yakuf Nun Hei, just a moment. I'm sorry, was it Kuf Nun? Yeah. It's Kuf Nun Kuf Nun Dalad. I'm sorry. It's Kuf Nun Dalad. It's Kuf Nun Chav Gimel, right? I don't know if I said it right. It's Kuf Nun Dalad. It's Kuf Nun Chav Gimel. And I'm going to wrong. I apologize if I said it wrong. I think I may have even written it wrong. I wrote it wrong. I'm sorry. It's Kuf Nun Dalad. Yeah, so in Kuf Nun Dalad and Sukkot Nun Tes, the Mishnah writes, he quotes, you know, the long Mishnah Berurah, longer than usual, but he quotes this among other from, and he says, not everybody agrees. Not everybody agrees. So he quotes the Morgan Giborim, it's Taka Machlokas. Motzodov Bos Pesach Pesach Knesses, Motzodov Bechotzer Pesach Knesses, Obi Pesach Knesses, Zochabo, Below Min and Deep Nachotzer Hektish, Chotzer Kon Vitam Yad, Vein Adla Hektish. Over Sefer Morgan Giborim, Kos Yesh Vizet Deos Ben Rishonim. Taka Machlokas Rishonim. Anyway, so the din is, it's not so posh, you know, in terms of, you know, not so posh. Why should it be that Ein Yad Lehektis, someone asked before, what's the svara of this din of Ein Yad Lehektis? So here we have a discussion in the postkin. Okay, and why not why Ein Yad Lehektis, but why should Taka the Chotzer Hektis? And now we come like Yitzchak, like you said, is it Tam Yad and Tam Sufik? So the again, this is a sort of a lumdish topic, but just to go over a little bit, the Nesivas Hamishpat. One of the classic commentaries, of course, of Yaakov of Lisa, and the classic commentaries of Choshen Mishpat, and other things too, obviously. But, you know, you study Choshen Mishpat, so you learn the Ktzos and the Nesivas, right? So we'll look a little bit at both of them. The Nesivas has a psicha, an introduction to Simon Reish of the Choshen Mishpat. So in this introduction, he discusses this topic. Again, it's a small print introduction. He quotes the Magen Avraham. Ulainyan iyesh chotzer lehektish. He quotes the Magen Avraham. Some kuf nun dalad. As I said, wrong words. Kuf nun dalad. So he quotes Gimel. He quotes in the same mouth of the Aguda. The whole thing we discussed and so on. And he says where the Aguda learned this din from. He learned it from the Tzugya in the Babasa, and he quotes Omnam Haramban, Babasa that Ayin Tes Kosar. The Yesh Lomar, he learns the Tzugya differently. He spells out the whole thing, which again is too much for now. But here he says the following. He brings up the issue of Shlichus. And he says that maybe Ein Yad L'Shlichus, okay, Hod Ein Yad L'Hektish, or the Hektish, Neil Ein Yad L'Hektish, Homi Komage Shlichus L'Hektish, maybe, how does Chotzer operate? I said before, Chotzer operates as Yad, it's an extension of my hand. But the other reason why Chotzer is Kone is because the Chotzer is like my Shlich. I can appoint you to be Zocha, something like me, so I effect appoint my field to be Zocha. It's not Yad, it's not my hand, it's not an extension of my body, it's like something outside of me that's under my direction, so to speak, right? That's the other idea. There's Chotzer is Kone Mitam Yad, that's one thing, as we said till now. As Yitzchak alluded to before, there's also Chotzer Kone Mitam Shlichus. So the Nesivas talks about this. You want to say, okay, Ein Yad Lehektish. First of all, not everyone holds that way. And even if you do hold that way, so maybe there's a matter of Shlichus. Okay? Shlichus isn't Hektish. How do we know? Because Ohani Kohani, Shulu Rachmanin, the Kohanim, who do all the Avodah, they're Shluchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. And Chotzer Mitam Shlichusu. So he suggests, no, because maybe it's different. There's no Chotzer the Hektish by Metziah, because he says that it might be where is it? There's no Chotzer for Hektish by Shlichus because it's Chov Lachrini. Okay, in other words, when do we say that Chotzer is Kone Mitam Shlichus, at least by Hektish? He says, by Metziah it might be different, because by my being Zocha in this item, somebody else loses his chance at that item. So we don't. It's not as strong a kinyan. In other words, because if it doesn't belong to anybody, it's Hefker, so then Taka can be Kone Mitam Shlichus. But suggest in the Sivus, they have to bring rise. He talks about it a little bit, but his sod is that since Chotzer is Kone Mitam Shlichus, but Shlichus it won't work when this Shlichus, so to speak, is detrimental. Chav L'Acherim, it's detrimental to others. That's the proposal of the Sivus. Say again?
You will appoint the Shlichus.
I mean, I got all appointed. Okay, I don't know. But Stamek is not. No, but Stamek is not.
How does the business have the power to appoint? I mean, it's a congregation. How does it appoint?
No, it just functions. It functions as...
It's the same for Yeshiva also, because that's not really...
That's also a good question. I may get to the very end of the Carol Dovid.
Doesn't someone have to have some sort of balance over the Chetzer?
So that's what he talks about, the Gizbar. There is a treasurer. There is a guy who's in charge of the operation, but he's the Shliach of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? He's the Shliach. So in that sense, it's Shlichus. That's what he suggests. The Ktzos has a different reason. The Ktzos is in Sin Reish, the Karton Aleph. Again, the long Ktzos, obviously, they all are. So, but again, he said it's also not because here, it's not the same thing as a regular yad. The guy doesn't really have in mind. He says because it's losom chadaite. He suggests he has a different approach. I'm just going to find a couple of key words. Because he says that it's not, since people go around, so it's not a chotzer mishtameres. Can't find the exact right words. He quotes Ramban also. Anyway, he says it's rechoshes Ramban, and that's why it's not kona. Okay, so that's in the tzolos. Another interesting thing emerges from the Magen Avraham, who's talking about something else in a later siman, closer to what we learned before, back in Hukas Aveda Messiah. In Simon Reish Samach Ches, not the Magen Avraham, but I'm in the Shach. The Shach in Simon Reish Samach, Simon Reish Samach, Sif Yud Ches. I'm not so mixed up tonight. Sin Reish Samach Sif Yud Sif Cotton Yud Ches. The Shach writes. I'll get the sheets back. Huh? I'm rusty from not having the sheets. He talks about it, the different type of chotzer. He said, "Lo sam kadati came the rabbin nichnasim yotzim." Fafilu ista bechanus lo mahane. Talks about a store where people come, so it could be that it has that same din. And the Chassam Sofer writes in a true. He doesn't say it about Pesach Knesset, but the Chassam Sofer does, and others apply it as well. Chassam Sofer in a true and Chelak Arachaim Simon Mem Beis. Sorry, Mem Dalet. So he says, he quotes again all these sugas, and he says that he says you can't have the hektish having stronger than a hedjot, because kevon the chotzer sheim shameres ain't a kona gam behedjot, so certainly it's not going to be kona for hektish either. So from all of these reasons, whatever it is, everybody seems to be choshish for this Magen Avraham for different reasons. Right, either like the yad doesn't work, or shichas doesn't work, or it's not a chotzer mishamaret. It doesn't meet up with the proper criteria. So I'll just end with the following. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Eges Moshe Yoredeya Chelek Dalad Simon Chof Gimel Os Yud Gimel. Asimon Shenimtza B'Yeshiva. You asked that wrong. Could have been Yeshiva, right? Asimon Shenimtza B'Yeshiva. Asimon, that's a token, these on the phones used to be, right? Asimon Shinza Yeshivim Yeshama Shabal of Yadu Shabbat Mishyashu. He said, the Echad Shemotza Aveda Beis HaKnesses Uba Beis HaMedrash. So Moshe writes in Furish Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. Who Dover Shein Bo Simon. And obviously, you know, they're all the same, every token the same, doesn't look different. Zocha Hamotze. What?
What about, like, adjacent?
I guess no difference. He says, "Kimefurish came among Avram, Simon Kufn and Dalat Sukkot Chav Gimel, B'shem Aguda. The low Amrina and the Chotzer Beis Hamikneses Kono Hektish, the Chotzer Kono Mikol Piyav Beyad Lehektish, the Herich Bezak Tosa Choshen Mecholshen Mishus and Reish Sukkot Aleph VaSimon." In English, in Hebrew, it says after this, "Tes Aleph Kufnun Token." Okay, Asimon, because what it is, Yeshlo Din Kesef the Talinin Sheyodav and Isayish V'lo Matzina Bechilak BeKesef BeMat Ben Harbe. So this is a Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva Yerodeya Chelak Dalad Simon Chav Gimel Os Yud Gimel Tshuva written to his son. Okay, Tshuva written to his son Reuben Feinstein. That's over there. The Karen Ladovid Chesidus Shel Chusterov. So he discussed in a different context the question you asked before. Way in his Shuvas in Arachayim in Mem Gimel, the Karel David discusses in general the status of a shul for different things. You know, the neder, someone wants to give, does it have the din of hektish mamish like the Beis Hamikdash? Like, because everything here assumes no, the shul follows the same din of hektish. Our whole thing here was based on the fact that that Mishnah Min Shkolim, right? The Beis Hamikdash, Harabayit, same with the Shul. So he says, well, whatever person makes a neder, can be chosen, that's his topic. But in the course of his topic, he quotes his Magen Avraham, he quotes his Sishu, and he suggests that there's possibly a distinction between a Shul and a Beis Hamedrash, which are called Mikdash Ma'at, and maybe another Jewish institution where maybe the din will be different. Finally, we end with a Moshe finds an interesting suggestion that he makes really based on Aruch HaShulchan, and we'll finish with this. This is in the Aruch Chaim Chelek Hei. Simon, that was before Zero Day, so now it's Aruch Chaim Chelek Hei in the Simon Tess, starting with Zion. Here, you ever hear this case before? Mi shalokech b'shogeg b'beis haknesses me'il she'enu shalo v'chazer v'lo motzah shalo. Someone at home with the wrong raincoat, and he came and realized he came home and reached into the pockets and his gloves aren't there, whatever, and realized not his raincoat. Or his wife says he's wearing a raincoat that's 8 sizes too big. How did you not notice? So he comes back to shul, right? And so and then, but his is gone. So now what happened, right? There's a ma'aser b'chol yom, right? So he says, "V'mi shalach b'shavu esangas mil shen shalom." They took a jacket, uminalam el yonim, boots, over rubbers, whatever, shagash shem shalom. The chazal of esaknez alamotzah shuv shalom. Me'etzan adin, I'm a first rabbas, daf member, but I'll have put his chalfa, look, his thing got switched, he's doing a base of a base on Mr. Hariz alo yishtanish b'hen. You shouldn't use it, because it's not yours. V'chein yifse b'chol ha-poskim. And he quotes the Shohar HaKosh Mishra Sim Kuflam and Rav Siv Beis, who passed the Chuadim with Saknes, says, Abol B'Orach HaShulchan Kosav, Shom Kosav B'Sof HaSimon, Acha Shekosav Terim, Hamina B'Mekomos HaGdolim, Mokom Sherabim Mis'asim Shom Umanichim Hamin Olam El Yonim B'Prozdor, some place where people come and they leave their rubbers and their boots and whatever else, and then the prozdor of the hallway, U'Betzei Som Mischalfu Shal Zeb, is there whatever leaves, they get mixed up, Ein Makpidim B'Dover, people know, it's like, you know, an event, someone's probably going to take my umbrella, so I'll use his umbrella, right? People are not makbid, suggests, that's until they'll meet up next time, oh, you had mine, oh, there's yours back, right? Everyone's moichel, so to speak, no problem, right? That's the meaning. Okay, I don't know. Is that the minute? That's what he says. Okay, I don't know. He says, Masha Shalorak al Iro Makomas Asmuvo, because Allah Stam Makomas Kiral Yadu, a minig Acher Amazeh. He says, you can rely on this, says Rabbi Shalom, unless you know the minig is not like that. You live in a shul, I don't dare touch my stuff. You know, so then, but that's what he says. Okay? The Afshal Kosav bin Exe, Allah bin Ischalf, and Allah bin Dalai Mel Yonim, even though he was only talking about the boots, Masha Shalak Achilik, it doesn't make a difference. It's a Minolim, or it's a Meal, or whatever else. Okay? However, he says, but that's only until you know. But the Alakashinod the Habalim Shalom Il Vaminon Kedomishim Yado the Habalim Hulo Lokachum. So if somebody else comes back, and I didn't take any coat, I went home without a coat, and I put it in elsewhere in Tinek Shul or in the Shul Bolton or whatever, and you know, so then you have to return it, right? Then you know, you're not allowed to use it from that moment on, okay? And perhaps if you use it, he says Yeshul Shalom Ashenet Melavisho, and so on. Even though Melavisho Tafshar Lo Rishus, but still, you know, you might have to pay. He says. And he says at the end, it's an interesting minig, but he writes, of a machmas shaminig lo nimtze ela baruch ha-shulchan. Apparently, Baruch ha-shulchan is the only one who knew about this minig. At least the only one who wrote it up. So, yesh vada mekom shalekim minig zeh. However, suggests with Moshe, let's solve this problem once and for all. Av tov lahanig zeh b'chol mokom ayde rosh ha-kol v'yifarsin uzeh l'chol nispala mitchilas ha-tarkana v'yakosim ha-pinkas ha-kol. Put a sign, in this shul, we're not machmas if someone else takes the wrong coat. Now, if I end up, everyone agrees, if I take the wrong coat and you come back and see us, you'll take it and we'll fix it up next week when we come back to shul. That's what Moshe suggests, that everyone should do that, write it down, make an announcement that everyone should follow. I don't know if people do that. He says, Gam Kosovo, Alayze, Niar Dovok, Mokoshabiku, Bechol Anyonim. You know, you have a bulletin board, right? They put up the Pashkavilim, you know, all the signs indicating all the things that are coming up, the Hatcho and the, and then the, you know, Shirim, whatever else they have signed up, right? So, anyway, that's the next thing. And this is Mamash Radan, and I'm so just Ramosha writes in the very next Os Ches of the same Simon the Tess in Orchan Chelakai. He says, Mala Sos Bechafotzim Shenishkach Nishko Vesakfez Vein Yadu Shalmiyim. What if after a while the same darn raincoat's been hanging there for 7 months? Right? The same thing, the stuff's been lying around for who knows how long. They have yeshivas all the time, right? Yeshivas, my son, Yaakov, I was with a gabbai in the YUB, said downstairs, the new building, Gluck building, downstairs, they have piles of sperm. The only Gluck building only been open for 1 year, but there's a brand new basement. She says already, tons of stuff that guys have left behind, see, including some worthwhile sperm sometimes. You can get interesting things. So periodically, the rabbanim, they have a bezin, they make a bezin, they have a mafka. They announce that for the next 3 weeks, they don't want you to go downstairs and try, and the guys are trying to catalog it and put it in order. It's impossible, you know. And today, people are wealthy, whatever. So they leave sperm behind, they don't care as much. But that's what Moshe is. So he says, you know, whatever he says, there should be a room, you know, the gabbai's in charge of. All right, it says that Yosef told Shadir Gamal to take Krovot, you should publicize things, and he said, obviously, what are you going to do? And he found something in Ir Gedolah in New York, and announced in every shul that we found a lost raincoat something. I mean, who knows? People come and they daven here, they only went for Mincha, and they daven for Prezal. So, but he says, you do have to make announcements, there should be a place where they keep all the lost and found. I said, Moshe, right? You have to have a lost and found that you keep in the shul, and let people know that stuff is there. And meanwhile, he doesn't speak about this Hefka, but you can't use it until, you know, you have to announce that there are, and I think they do that here, no? They send out emails a raincoat was lost, and a raincoat was found, again, to enable people to miss the Shabbos Avedim. Okay, I just wanted to announce that on this coming Sunday is September 11th, for the 10th anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center and other places. So my shul called Zichron Mordechai was named after a fellow by the name of Mark Rosenberg, of Mordechai Rosenberg, who was killed on September 11th. As far, he was a member of my shul.
And he
was in the building. He was an attorney. And I think he was the only Orthodox person in the Bergen County area that perished. And so anyway, so my shul, I'm going to give a shiur on Sunday night in commemoration of the occasion, and make a little mishmoso, Mark Mordechai Rosenberg. And the topic of the shiur is going to be a subject that's related to September 11th. We've discussed in the past, but I'll put it together for Sunday night. Is it permissible to endanger your life in order to save the life of somebody else? Risking your life.